to see you, Ernie.
Good morning. Today is Friday, December 12th, and the time is 8:30. I now call this meeting of the Audit Committee of the Finance Commission of Texas to order pursuant to Chapter 551 of the Government Code. At this time, I'll conduct a roll check. Commissioner Philip Holt, are you present?
Present.
Commissioner David Osborne, are you present?
Present.
All right, we have a quorum of the Audit Committee with three members present. If there's anyone wishing to address the Audit Committee, please fill out a witness affidavit form and bring it to the front. Public comments on non-agenda items are limited to 5 minutes and agenda items also to 5 minutes. The first order of business is the approval of the minutes of the Finance Commission Audit Committee meeting held on October 24th, 2025. These minutes were circulated to the members in the agenda packet. Are there any corrections to the minutes? Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the Finance Commission Audit Committee meeting held on October 24th, 2025?
So moved, Commissioner Osborne.
Thank you.
Second, Philip Holt.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Holt. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and the motion passes. We will now move on to item B. Commissioner Reda.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We are on page five on the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending. First item will be covered, I think, in more depth in terms of the risk assessment and the audit plan by Garza Gonzalez later in the meeting, so I won't go into that. On the second, with respect to thrift examinations, that was an audit that was performed better in the summer months, and we will be, and are in fact, this will all be completed on the documentation procedures by the end of this year, December 31st. And the third is with respect to information resources, and there's a controlled penetration test and web application vulnerability scan that will be performed in February, and we'll report those results after that. And that's the report.
Thank you. Any questions there? All right. Commissioner Cooper.
Our report starts on page six. Outstanding item on the recommendation was to develop formal process to monitor the penalties. And then right now, the status is that the legal division and our MS division is working for good software enhancements. We expect to have that done prior to the end of this year.
All right, thank you. Questions? All right, Commissioner Pettijohn.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On page seven is our report, and the first item relates to an audit from July. The internal audit related to our business licensing section, and there was a finding related to performance measures and some reconciliations, and we will be updating those procedures and the process by the end of this calendar year, end of this month, and then the risk assessment will come and later in the agenda.
All right, thanks. All right, we will now move on to item C. Ms. Kimberly Lopez Gonzalez from Garza Gonzalez and Associates will present for each agency. Ms. Gonzalez, welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board, commissioners. I'm Kim Lopez Gonzalez. I'm representing Garza Gonzalez and Associates, the internal audit firm that you have selected to perform the internal audit functions for the three agencies. In your packet, you do have the Finance Commission internal audit plan that can be found on pages 9 through 28. On page 11 of that report is our report to you, indicating that we have performed the risk assessment and developed this internal audit plan to outline the functions that we will be performing upon your approval this morning to be performed for fiscal year 2026. I will start with the Department of Banking, which can be found on page 15 of this report. As we go through the risk assessment process, we develop various areas that we call or refer to as potential audit topics. Those potential audit topics are then categorized as either high, moderate, or low risk based on the risk assessments for each area. As you can see on page 15 in that table up at the top, there are 18 potential audit topics identified. And what I'm going to do, as it indicates below that little table there, it indicates that this report also includes the risk assessment summary as attachment A1, which is on page 22. And we can go to page 22. I think that would be a better way to to describe the process that we go through and identify the areas as high, moderate, low, and the areas that we are recommending for audit for fiscal year 2026. For the Texas Department of Banking, as I indicated before, there are 18 areas. 5 areas are identified as high risk, 2 in the moderate risk, and 11 in the low risk. For the high risk areas, there was an area that is new to this agency for fiscal year 2026, and that is area number 2, legal and penalty monitoring. That is a new area for fiscal year 26. If it wasn't, since it's going through processes and policies being developed, we would like to defer that area until the next year so that we could have a better review of it. So what we did there is we moved down to the moderate risk for consumer assistance because that area has also gone through process changes. So that is an area that we are recommending for audit. The second area that we're recommending for audit, if you want to refer back to page 16, I believe. Yes, page 16. It's under other tasks because it's very narrow in scope. It doesn't really fall into one of those 18 areas. It is titled the Liquidity Reports Reconciliation Validation. So what this will that were outstanding as of fiscal year 2025. We will prepare the fiscal year 2026 internal audit annual report, and we will perform that liquidity reports reconciliation validation. And that summarizes the audit plan for the Texas Department of Banking. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have before I move on to this, to the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending.
I think we're good, thanks.
Moving on to the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending, that can be found on page 17 of the report. We went through the same process as we did for the Texas Department of Banking. For the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending, where there are 13 potential audit topics. And I'd like to take you to page 23 of the report, which is the risk assessment summary for that department. And as you saw for the Texas Department of Banking, the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending has a risk assessment summary. Similar to them, there are 13 areas, 1 area in the high risk category, 6 in the moderate, and 6 in the low risk. For this agency, we are recommending the thrift supervision and compliance audit for fiscal year 2026. That is the only high risk area that resulted as part of the risk assessment. And if you come back to page 18 of your report, that will detail the internal audit plan for the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending, which is to complete the risk assessment, which has been done, develop this internal audit plan, perform the thrift supervision and compliance audit, perform follow-up procedures, and prepare the fiscal year 2026 annual audit report. And that summarizes the audit plan for the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending. I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are any related to that agency.
Thank you, good there.
Thank you. Moving on to the Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner, that can be found beginning on page 19 of this report. Similar to the other two agencies, went through the same process, identified 12 potential audit topics. And if you would like to turn to page 24, please. This is the risk assessment summary for OCCC. For this agency, there are 2 areas identified in the high risk, 5 in the moderate, and 5 in the low risk. For this agency, we are recommending the procurement and contract management audit for fiscal year 2026. The summary of OCCC's audit plan is on page 20 of your report. The risk assessment was completed, the internal audit plan was developed, We will perform a procurement and contract management audit. We will perform follow-up procedures and prepare the fiscal year 2026 internal audit report for the OCCC. And with that, that summarizes the audit plan for all three agencies for your approval for us to proceed with the plan for fiscal year 2026.
Any questions from Ms. Gonzalez? Do I hear a motion to recommend that the Finance Commission approve the agency's fiscal year 2026 internal auditor's risk assessment and audit plan?
So move, Philip Holt.
Thank you, Commissioner Holt. Is there a second?
Second, David Osborne.
Thank you, Commissioner Osborne. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and the motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you, Valerie.
We will now move on to item D. Mr. Hedijohn.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to call upon for Shayla Wilson to provide just a brief few comments related to the Texas Financial Education Endowment and the semi-annual report.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good morning. Shayla Wilson, Texas Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner. I will be giving you an update on TV activities, which begins on page 29 of your packet. From January 1st, 2024 to November 1st, 2025, we have reimbursed $433,684 to our grantees, and our fourth and final grant cycle will end on December 31st, 2025. I would like to direct your attention to our second semi-annual report for this grant cycle, which begins on page 30 of your packet. Our grantees have used their funds to deliver outstanding work. Throughout this reporting period, they have achieved remarkable progress, strengthening their program goals and making a meaningful contribution to financial literacy within their communities and throughout the state of Texas. One example is the Center for Transforming Lives, which is on page 34. We are thoroughly impressed with their activities, and their program hired a new economic mobility services manager. They were able to deliver 474 hours of one-on-one financial coaching across 658 sessions. Pockets Change at the bottom of page 37 was able to engage 700 students and families through its award-winning hip-hop and finance programs. They have quadrupled their participation goal, which is an outstanding accomplishment. OCCC staff are looking forward to the commencement of our 2026-2027 cycle, which begins on January 1st, and we will host a new grantee orientation on December 17th. Unless there are any questions, this concludes my report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we will now move on to item E, Commissioner Ritter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On page 39, we have a brief report on the mortgage grant fund activities. You can see in here that in November we did conduct risk monitoring meetings conducted by the grant coordinator, and the key themes that came out of that. We will be looking at the end of this year, concluding the second semiannual reporting period and reporting and reimbursement period. And we'll have that information submitted by the grantees by the end of January, and we'll report on that subsequently.
All right. And there will not be a report for either item D or item F, or vote. I'm sorry, no vote for either item D or item D. And there will also not be a report for item F. Let the record reflect that Commissioner Rosie Morris didn't make it. Thank you very much. Traffic is not fun.
No, it's not.
Especially in the fog. Right?
Yes.
All right. There being no further business, this meeting of the Audit Committee of the Finance Commission of Texas is now adjourned, and the time is 8:44 a.m.